North Korea has fired a ballistic missile over northern Japan. The Japanese government warned its citizens to take cover and was forced to suspend some train services in northern regions. The missile was launched off North Korea's east coast and fell into the Pacific. The U.S. says it's consulting its allies on a robust response. Leaders in Tokyo and Seoul have condemned the launch.
A ballistic missile launch that flew over our country is not only an issue for aircraft and vessels, it's also a serious and problematic action that involves the safety of residents living in the area where the missile flew over. We have strongly protested against North Korea in the strongest terms.
Ukrainian forces have advanced into Russian-occupied territory in the south, raising their national flag in a newly retaken village. Gains by Kyiv could threaten Russian supply lines.
Today, the offensive movement of our army and defenders continued. There are new liberated settlements in several regions. Fierce fighting continues in many areas on the front line, but more and more occupiers are trying to escape. The enemy army is suffering more and more losses, and there is a growing understanding that Russia made a mistake by starting the war against Ukraine.
Russia's lower house of parliament has approved the annexation of four regions in Ukraine. More than 400 deputies voted unanimously in favor. Russian citizenship will be granted to all people in the region who apply for a passport and take an oath. An Indonesian police chief and several top officers have been sacked after Saturday's stadium stampede in the city of Malang. At least 125 people were killed in the disaster, including 32 children. Iran's supreme leader has blamed the U.S. and Israel for anti-government protests in the country, which have left dozens of people dead. In his first public comments on the unrest, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said riots had been engineered by Iran's enemies. And the British pound has recovered some of its value against the dollar after the U.K. government was forced into a dramatic U-turn. Finance Minister Kwasi Kwarteng says the decision was taken with humility and contrition after financial markets went into a spin. The controversial policy sparked a rebellion within the Prime Minister's own Conservative Party.